seventh year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away.
Our next song is Willie Waylon and Me by David Allan Coe.
Guitar.
Our next song is Dixieland Delight by Alabama.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland tonight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dubbing on a Mason-Dixon night. This my life, oh, so right. My Dixieland delight.
White-tailed buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb. Chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland tonight. Spend my dollar, park and holler, meet the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason Dixon night. It's my life.
Up next is Lifers by Cody Jenks.
Sun.
It's time for tonight's talk portion. With me today is my guest and PR manager, Christina. Today we are going to be talking about transportation differences in the North and the South. So first up, we're going to be talking about public transportation. All right, Christina, what are your thoughts on public transportation? Do you like it or dislike it? And if so, why?
I like it. I mean, I don't really use it too much unless I go into the city. And if I go in the city, I usually use, like, the subway and the train. But I like it. What about you? Do you like it?
I honestly despise it.
Really? I
didn't know that. Public transportation, in my opinion, is necessary, but one of the worst ways to transport because you have no privacy, no comfort, and it's slow.
Wait, what transportation do you have in the South? Like, trains and stuff, too?
I mean, like,
we haven't... Or do you take, like, the bus?
Where I'm from, we just drive cars.
Oh, so where did you take, like, public transportation?
I take public transport when I go into, like, D.C. or New York.
Oh.
And just, like, the metro.
Yeah.
And, I guess, the train up to D.C.
Yeah, no, I like it. I think it's cool to see, like, all the crazy people and stuff.
Yeah, that might not be what I'd call cool, but it is certainly interesting.
I like to see everybody.
Remember, I was in New York over the last spring for a art history field trip.
Yeah.
Someone got on the subway, or is it the metro? I don't know what it's called in New York. But they got on the underground train.
Yeah, the subway.
Subway. And they had a karaoke machine. And they just started singing
really?
In the middle of it.
Oh my god, no, I've seen so many crazy stuff. There's usually people, like, cooking or something, or playing instruments, or, so many random people shopping. Like, just so many crazy things I usually see.
The most shocking part about that to me
yeah.
is that nobody cares at
yeah.
all. It's just, like, another day on the
yeah.
subway.
Yeah, no, it is. It's normal to me now to go to the subway and, like, see all the crazy people and stuff.
Yeah, but, like, if I was in the car and a crazy person even looked at my car, I'd be like, wow, he's weird. Let's not do that again.
Well, yeah, like, cars are, like, a prized possession down south.
Exactly. I mean, they're a prized possession everywhere. It's your personal property. I don't know. I just don't feel like public transport really stacks up unless you're in a big city with lots of traffic.
Yeah. New York needs a subway.
But even with the traffic, I'll drive my car through D.C. before I ride a train.
Really? Yikes.
I like my privacy. I like to be able to stop by, grab a burger.
No, I will never drive my car into the city. I can never do that.
To be fair, the New York is a bit bigger than
yeah,
D.C.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess if I was in New York, I would have to concede public transport.
Yeah, well, what about, like, a taxi or anything? Have you ever been in, like, a taxi?
I like taxis.
Yeah.
I like them more than Uber, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I've never been in a taxi.
Ever?
Ever.
You live in New York and you've never been in a taxi?
No, I've always used the train.
Wow.
Yep, and I've always walked.
That's, like, even, like, if it's, like, pouring down rain and you need to get somewhere, you'll just walk.
Yeah, yeah. Walk, use the subway.
You use Uber?
I've used Uber, but mostly here.
Oh,
not really
wow.
in the city.
That's actually really surprising.
Yeah.
I would have figured
well,
that.
Well, because when I would go in the city, I would only stay in, like, one section, so I wouldn't be, like, walking all the way
oh,
across.
Oh, you'd just be, like, in one borough or something?
Yeah, yeah.
So you wouldn't really
like,
mutate.
Like, stay on, like, the Upper East Side or something like that. Or just stay in Midtown. Wouldn't go too far. But I'd still, like, walk, like, to Grand Central and stuff like that.
Okay, that's really surprising for
yeah,
me. I didn't expect
I know,
that at all.
I know.
While we're on the topic of taxis, though, driving... This is something that I've ran into a lot. Driving up here and driving down south, I'd say, are very different things.
Yeah.
Because up here, people go 15 over regular. Where I'm from, 5 over is a normal. I wouldn't really run a risk going
really?
Much over.
Oh, my God. I've never driven down south, but I used to drive a lot back home, and honestly, I miss driving so much. I'm not very good at it, but I miss it. Yeah, and I drove, like, a lot of,
Like, in my area, there were a lot of curvy roads or, like, a highway. No, nothing really in between. But I think in the South, it's all, like, flat, right?
I mean, maybe if you get down to Florida, it starts getting flat.
Oh, right.
But, I mean, yeah. If you're in, like, Appalachia or, like, near, like, the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Wait, where?
Appalachia. That's how it's pronounced.
Oh, I know.
Don't get on me.
Appalachian.
It's not Appalachian.
It's Appalachian.
Back to topic. It is really mountainous, but, I mean, once you get down to, like, the Georgia-Florida area, though, it gets really flat.
Yeah.
But by, like, the curvy roads that you have, are they like, back roads, sort of?
Yeah, there's, like, small residential roads, and then there's just a highway that I go on, like, to get to work, or I would use, like, back roads to get to school or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Back roads in the city.
Yeah.
Shoot, maybe there's more to New York City than just blocks.
Well, I'm north of the city. I'm, like, suburbs.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so you're not I would go into the city, like, it would just be a train ride away, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not, like, in the city.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, for our last point on transportation, talk about car culture. Is there a distinct car culture in New York City?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, one type of vehicle or type of, one sort of like JDM or US or one kind of vehicle that really corners the segment?
Not really. In New York City, cars really range from all over the place. I guess I would say, like, Ubers, taxis, like, public transportation is very popular. Or limos. Sometimes you see a couple limos drive by. But really, any car you see in the city. Brand new to 100 years old, you see. But mostly smaller cars, I guess I would say.
All right, so, like, more like economy vehicles?
Yeah, yeah. Because you need to be able to parallel park places, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It was real rough learning how to parallel park before I came up here. A few weeks before I came up, we set up some cones in the neighbor's driveway.
Really?
And we just drove around that and did loops of it again and again.
Oh, my God. It was on my driving test, but my instructor, like, a person in charge of it, he didn't let, like... He was like, oh, you could just parallel park right here, like, on the side of the road with no cars. Like, I didn't have to parallel park, no cars, so I lucked out.
Our instructor didn't even make us parallel park.
Really?
He was like, well, you're supposed to park, but here, you're never going to parallel park anywhere, so we're not going to test you on that. I mean, I was perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
That would have been probably the highest likelihood of me failing the test.
Oh, my God. I think I've only parallel parked, like, 3 times.
I maybe parallel parked twice, but none of them have been up here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of the park in the church parking lot strategy. Seems to work so far.
Yeah.
All right. So, here's a question. Do people from the north, like, really understand truck culture or sort of...
Truck culture. Certain people do. But not... Most.
Is it big at all? Or, like, do you see people drive around with lifted pickup trucks?
Yeah, a lot of people drive around in pickup trucks. Not really teenagers, but sometimes you see, like, personally in my town, no. But in, like, neighboring towns, like, I know a couple of, like, my friends from other towns, like, they would drive pickup trucks or their dads would drive pickup trucks. I don't think it's as
prevalent?
Yeah, no.
I've got an interesting idea on why I think pickup truck culture is so prevalent.
Okay.
Now, this isn't a fact.
Yeah.
But my opinion is that, so the older pickup trucks that people lifted up were originally for like, work purposes.
Yeah.
And as the hand, my guess is that they handed the trucks down to the kids, and the kids, they weren't going to go haul logs in their truck. And then, like, driving around an old beat-up work truck doesn't really signify cool. So they're like, all right, let's just jack it up. Let's make it look cool. And I think that might be my hypothesis on why it caught on. But, I mean, a lifted truck doesn't really serve any use.
Wow, so. You've thought about this a lot.
I don't know. It's sort of just... sort irked me a bit why there's so many of them when
so
there's no purpose.
So do you drive a pickup truck?
No, I don't.
Do you have a pickup truck?
No, the closest thing we have to that is a Suburban.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, no, I drive a sedan.
Do you want a pickup truck?
Later in life, when it's practical,
yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice second car or something. Project to work on or something.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, well, thank you for talking with us today, Christina.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to get right back into the music.
Okay.
Our next song will be Spotlight by David Allan Coe. Enjoy.
But me, all of my music is lonely. All of my heartaches were free. Don't waste your time or your flashbulbs. Too many heroes are dead. You like to live in.
Up next is Every Little Honky Tonk Bar by George Strait.
Whiskey is a gasoline that lights a fire that burns a bridge. Ice creates a water that's no longer running. Creates a smoke that hides the lonesome in his eyes. The jukebox plays Hank, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Dance floor holds the folks trying to forget who they are. That's what happens in every little honky tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. I'll be in
gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge.
Our next song is Dust on the Bottle by David Lee Murphy.
Dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? Got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade her ride. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobwebs as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on. Driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close and drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the fire.
Up next is Wrecked by Turnpike Troubadours.
Couple kids who styrofoam, hoping that the wind might never blow. And it's love and fight till every day, like a Tennessee Williams play. Not knowing how it ended, we'll sign on.
Our next song is All in Alabama by Hank Williams Jr.
I just had to show them I didn't need them, and so I headed out west to see some old friends of mine. I thought if I'd climb up top, picked out a clear spot. I thought a whole lot about the rest of my life. I had no idea then, soon it would nearly end. Up on this mountainside, I would nearly die.
It's time for us to read some public service announcements. Our first one is about hepatitis C. Did you know that millions of Americans have hepatitis C, yet most don't know it? Hepatitis is the leading cause of liver cancer, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to your doctor. Our next PSA is about financial recovery in wake of hurricanes. If you're a hurricane survivor, it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. Brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift and Credit Union regulatory agencies. And our final PSA will be about depression. 50,000 people find comfort and direction at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help. Our next song is Don't Give Us a Reason by Hank Williams Jr. Our final song tonight is Pissin' in the Wind by Jerry Jeff Walker.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Chris Christopherson and Johnny Cash and Billy Swan and Funky Donnie Fritz and
Pissin' in the Wind, betting on the losing friends. Making the same mistakes we swear we'll never make again. Pissing in the wind, buzz blowing on all our friends. man. He just laughed and he said that the old gray cat is sneaking down the hall. But all he wants to know is who in the hell is paying for this call. Oh, kissing in the wind, betting on a losing friend, making the same mistakes we swear we'll never make again. And we're pissing in the wind, but it's blowing on all our friends. We're gonna sit and grin until our grandchildren. How this nun called me up, it was 8 in the morning, wanted to know how in the world am I doing. Come sneaking down the hall like that old time feeling that we never should have. The answer, my friend, is just pissing in the wind. Oh, the answer is pissing in the sink.
Thank you all very much for tuning in tonight. It's deep regret that our time here must come to an end. Tune in next Tuesday at 10 o'clock to hear more country music in another talk portion. Thank you very much. Good night.
Potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. But we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall. But Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down.
trick.